we all agree that bird predation, that this is going to be one descaling. This is going to be descaling. We're not going to try to do birds or...
We never monitor birds for full descaling. We never have done that.
Right.
We're not going to start.
The subsample thing gets at that, and you can go back and maybe expand if you want to.
That's why we have a subsample, is to capture bird predation, other things.
What you guys are going to have to look at, Tim, though, is it's part of what's causing the rub here is we don't have anything to do with the weekly report that they do for each of the sites for the core biologists. And this is like going to land right on top of you guys because over time the weekly report to the core has been modified by the site people to be whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so you'll notice that they're different. I mean, one reason, like, we got the sites yelling at us was when we pointed out to them that what they were reporting to the core, each site was different, and that if the management questions were the same at each of the sites, is the facility herding fish, and then the transportation questions, then why is the report different at each of the sites? And everybody yelled at me, and I said, okay, fine.
Yeah.
They said the core, that's the way the core wants it. But that's what's causing part of this, because at some of the sites... they've been reporting a whole series of things. Even within the Walla Walla district, the sites are different in terms of what they report. At McNary, for instance, they were weighing all the incidental species. I said, well, why are you doing that? Like, I don't care how
sand
much.
Roll. How much does a sand roll weigh?
I mean, I don't really care what the length and weight of a sand roll, but the core wants that. Okay. So that's where you guys have to.
Right.
You have to look at those weekly reports and say, is this what we want? Because if you tell them exactly what you want, they should do that. That's part of what you're paying them to do, is develop that weekly report.
They're going to turn around. They're going to turn around and say, I don't have a contract in place to tell. I mean, they're going to say, well, it's not written down anywhere in your contract. I know this is going to pop up because we're going to make it up. It's
well, but,
happen.
You, but in your work statement,
yours.
It does have weekly reporting, doesn't it? I mean, I looked at it once.
Well, for
Michelle, this is Tammy Mackey.
Hey,
Tammy.
Hello.
We've spoken through email.
Yes.
Oh, God. This is going to drive me nuts.
No.
This?
Nuts, no, this nuts. Whole...
This is simple.
This is like
it's simple.
For
it's
lower,
just like...
For the lower Portland district, you're fine. It's done.
You're well, fine. You like the report, but, I mean, I've got a...
The Dean Ballinger's report is... what I think a good example of what the others ought to be, because it doesn't add things up. He just lists out the species of the 100 fish sample percentages.
But see, now the question is, like, it seems like at Bonneville and John Day and Ives Harbor and Lower Grand, all the management questions are the same. So maybe it would be a lot more logical if all the reports were the same. The problem that Byrne has is different, and that's something we're going to have to work on like later, and that's because the sites are doing all the stuff that isn't in a contract agreement anywhere.
But
that's a
courtesy.
Okay, so
courtesy report.
Well, that's but I haven't heard anybody. I mean, I've talked with Dean, I've talked with Rick. They're not going to stop it.
No,
just because it's not a contract.
And when I change their format of their report, if that is the result, they might be like, hey, we'll deal with that.
Yeah, but we do have a problem because of the SMP contract at Bonneville, and Bonneville has said over time, this is not something that we're paying for. We're not going to pay for this. This is a core thing.
For the condition, the 100 fish thing, or the
descaling?
Descaling and the fish condition.
See, because
good grief. These are just numbers written down. That's all I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I'm going to write 100 Chinook, and I'm going to put down 20 descale.
But
can't do that.
Yeah, but I mean, he's right. I mean, I have to agree that we have to get the paper to match up what's actually being done.
Well, and that's
here's
a contract.
Why. This year, Rick went over, I don't know how, because it's a pretty big contract amount, on the core contract. And he came back to me and said, can I shift smolt monitoring program to cover the core activities?
I remember this.
And you see how Bonneville You know, they're not like...
All of a sudden, wait a minute, I understand.
Bonneville. Yeah. So we will get it straightened out for next year somehow.
Luckily, we do have a co-op agreement with Pacific States.
We will figure something out. But this is something that, you know, like I in the smoke monitoring program really don't have to irritate Bonneville so much as it is that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't feel like...
Well, the thing about this, though, is if this should ever drop out for some reason, the managers will squeal. I know.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, we can fix it. It's just that...
Okay.
We will fix it.
Here's for reporting for
the core.
Here's the language. The contractor, so the states, are going to prepare weekly summary report. The report shall include, and here's this list, fish collected and transported for the week and season to date, daily and weekly fish descaling rates, daily and weekly sample tank and facility mortality, daily barging and trucking mortalities, general fish condition, daily and seasonal number and condition of ESA-listed adult fallbacks, unusual facility operations or deviations from facility operation and maintenance criteria, any unusual or significant events anticipated during the following week, and any other noteworthy event concerning the collection and transportation program. So that's our guidance that goes out to everyone. And you're saying that...
When you look at all the reports, each one of them is different. Like on the transportation reports, at one point in time, we had thought that they would all be different. And so when you sent them to me, and remember how Little Gooses was different than Lower Granite's, and McNary's was different. They used different codes. So we just sort of backed away from that. And the report that Jerry was doing, the weekly report you got at Granite, that basically had that big note at the bottom that said, now the descaling data isn't correct because we're separating bird mortality.
But I guess on this, like specifically on the report, I haven't seen a report that... I'm just looking through them to make sure that they hit these topics. Mm-hmm. And if they hit them, fine. If they don't, then there'd be an issue. I haven't really gotten into the weeds that everyone needs to have it in the exact same format. It's just, you have these elements in there.
But it's how about all the other elements that are in there? How about all the other additional stuff? That's how you get drift.
Can you, for next year, develop a form that is an example of what you want the projects to provide? You've got a list. Now you can put that. You can put a form out there with that list in a form format and say, "Here it is. Here's what we want."
And maybe we can give it a test run this summer.
Just don't let Fred see it.
Yeah. And then tell Fred he has to use it.
Well, yeah. Tell him he has to use it. I mean, this is what you guys want. If he wants to put something else in a report, then he better leave it on his own desk. I mean, fine. He can look at it all he wants, but it doesn't go out to the core, and it doesn't go out to the Fish Master Center.
And I'm not trying to be obstinate on this, but if they included, I don't know, something that you could put it in there, you couldn't. It's not critical to me. We need to be definitive and say we're not allowing anything other than this.
Yeah, I would do that. You need a certain amount of information. You know what that is. After all these years, there's no secrets out there.
Here's why. It's kind of like this pink fin thing.
Yeah.
The sites will like pick something. Like Fred's got one going now, which is off-colored fins. Fred's convinced that he has called it off-colored fins.
Faded
fin. If you have faded fins, you're going to die. That's a mortality issue.
Now, what kind of management action are you going to take on a faded fin?
The thing is, though, what happens, and I hate to be like a pain in the ass here, but what happens is these guys start building databases of faded fins, of pink fins. And we know this is that we had to reconstruct their, we had to write programs so they could maintain these databases. So what you have to look at is, how much is this costing you, and how, you know, do you really want a faded fin database? Do you really want a pink fin database? I mean, when I look at what they're doing and I ask them about it, they're telling me this is a core requirement. And I'm, you know, because I was like the one that had to get up and get all my eyelashes pulled out and getting funding for the SMP, I'm just sensitive to the fact that I want the SMP people to do what's in the contract, because I'm the one that's getting killed to go get the money.
But I don't see a problem here, because you guys need a certain amount of information for the transport program and to maintain the projects. Pretty similar to what he needs, except the transport. You know what that is. Define that for these guys and say, this is what you provide.
But there's the 100 fish. Asking a different question.
Well, there's the 100 fish sample, and that's going to get faded fins, pink fins, and purple fins, and no fins. That's going to be another report. And mm-hmm. That goes out. Yeah. We have that as well. And if you want to put in a column in there, other, you know, is there something, you know, is the house on fire? Fine. And I'll put that there. But limit it. I mean, that's all I'm saying is, if you limit it, then it doesn't have this drift that everybody...
That's what I was trying to speak to, is the drift, is that what got us here was the sites kind of operating on their own and kind of drifting off into whatever direction they wanted to get into. And that's what I want to be... That's what, at least on the SMP site, we're careful of. And from now on, I'm going to be pretty careful when they tell me, well, the Corps wants us to do this, because then I'm going to pick up the phone and say, hey...
Yeah.
Is this an instruction these guys got?
Yeah, right. But you guys are both in control here. I mean, you're in control of exactly what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
No more, no less. I mean, you can tell these guys what you want. You can tell them the format. And if they want to do something else because it's what WDFW, fine.
Let them do it on their dime.
It's their dime.
Yeah.
They want to do that, but that's not in your contract. You've defined exactly what you want and need. And I don't think there's any lurkers out there that are going to, you know, all of a sudden turn around and bite us because we didn't pay attention to it after all these years. Been at this too long. Yeah, I mean, it seems simple to me. Maybe I'm being naive, or maybe it's just a fresh look, but it just seems to me that it can be very well defined.
I don't really see a problem with this. I guess, to me, it seems like a... Maybe I'm just not understanding the gravity of the situation, but if I can, I get having a well-defined list, and maybe even taking it the next step further and putting that list into a nice template.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, you know, bold heading, this information goes under that. Another bold heading, put this in there. And then another bold heading that says, when it says unusual facility operations, have a category for unusual. And so if they put in there, if they put in one of those
others,
other categories, something like also of note, the pink fin, you know.
Right.
We noticed 320 fish had pink fin in our sample. I don't think I'm going to call them up and say, oh, you are not allowed to put that one line input of we had 329 pink fin.
What you don't want is to have the stampede we had last year over the pink fin. So I mean, you're trying to stop that, I think. So
right now, is there a pink fin button?
Yes, there is.
There is in the 100 fish sample.
And remember that the reason.
Fin button too.
Yeah.
Weren't you at those meetings?
Yeah. I know, but that's just for the condition
sample.
Sample.
That's where
they're not
belongs.
Doing that in the daily sample, are they?
No.
Yeah,
it should be.
I mean, there's no place to put it.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. We can. I mean, we have a list here, and to me, this list works.
Really?
I can lay that out in a template, bolded, defined
template
sections.
Every little square in a template has a corresponding instructions below it of what goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way, then there's no arbitrary.
Because you know what they told me was they had to maintain all these individual databases that they do up there because of the core.
Yeah, that's
so
yeah.
Basically.
What are you guys doing?
No, I mean, you know, because when we had to
say it in that context.
We wrote the program
right.
for all of these databases, it was because the core requires them to maintain these individual databases of all of this stuff. So, and they have to have those databases to write the weekly reports. But actually, what Tim has in there, you don't need all these databases to write those weekly reports. All of that stuff comes out of the SMP sample. So, you know, it's kind of like, okay, now, you know, are we just sort of padding the activity up there? Are we just trying to look busier than we actually are? I don't know. But I do know that we spent a ton of time so that they could have these crazy individual databases at each site.
Yeah, I know.
And when I asked them, you know, why they were weighing the incidentals, nobody seemed to have an answer.
Is that necessary for the barge?
We try not to lay off the perch transport.
So I mean, that's a way of stopping that.
And the other thing
is, there's no category for other species mm-hmm. weight. Then,
well, and the other thing we have to do is there has to be sort of like a clear sort of chain of command, so that if a researcher walks up onto a core site, or even if Gary walks onto a site and says, "Hey, I want
Especially
you guys
Gary.
To do this," that somehow, because that's how some of it's happening. I don't know if it's you, but I mean, like, a researcher will come on and say, "I want to know blah, blah, blah." And they'll go, "Okay." And then maybe it was 1 year, and then it just, like, sticks with us for 15 years after that.
Oh, yeah.
So there has to be, like, okay, you ask Tim or you ask Bert, you know, somehow, especially in this condition stuff. In the SMP, not much is going to happen without us, without somebody coming back to us. But, like, on the condition stuff, or they have to get someone to say, yes, we want you to do
that. If you're going to collect data, if you want, that has to go through the process, absolutely.
Well, yeah, yes. And goes into the contract. If it's something that we deem is important, we put in the contract. And
the only thing I'm going to do, I may call Dean and say, what are you seeing for descaling? I may call that, but I'm not going to ask him, I want you to start keeping track of this. No.
Yeah, but I mean, it has happened.
These things happen.
I actually think,
especially researchers on BKD or some disease, and they get out there and say, "Well, could you guys keep track of this?" Oh, okay, new database.
And so I think that's how we got all the weights and lengths on perch and sand rollers at McNeary for years. Is somebody one time asked them to do that, and they've been, you know, that takes some time.
It does, but you know, you have to realize these guys are out there day in, day out, and it's always it is a bit of a boring job. So you start looking for things to do.
Creating databases.
I think I started killing walleyes and doing stomach samples and all kinds of stuff back when in 1985.
I
must have killed hundreds of walleyes.
I don't want to know that.
I never quite got the, well, Rich Johnson.
Killed them all.
I just killed them and I took stomach samples and I didn't write the paper. That was my only downfall. So, yeah, see, I got a little bored. Then we started doing fish condition. There are handling effects studies, so you probably remember that, where we were putting fish in tanks, and I had Tom Bergman helping me on that. But it was more of a sheer boredom than anything
else.
Well, I mean, you sit there and you see...
He was never a pain in the ass like some of the other guys are now.
It's hard to follow the rules, but still, you get bored.
Sure. John Day, sitting there.
Listen to the well, yeah, and you've got, you know, back in those days we had a shack, and then we had transformers on both sides humming.
And
pretty soon you just
started going crazy.
That explains
what happened.
That
explains what happened to you and Richie.
Yeah, especially
Richie.
He spent a lot longer. I was only there for 1 year.
No way. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. A lot of these guys came right out of the small monitoring program.
Scott Carlin.
Evelyn.
With Bill Hevlin.
Hevlin?
Yeah.
That explains it.
Straight out of the Dalles small modding program.
Too much aluminum in his water.
Bill was ours, the Dalles guy, until he took over from me, I guess.
Yep. Okay, so.
Well, that was good. This is all great stuff for me.
So now is it clear to you, Bern?
Yes, it's clear. The missing contract is missing. And... your requirement is totally different than our requirements. And what are the questions that Rick has besides.
Well, I think the two.
I think the descaling issue was the.
Which we.
The full sample descaling, and then whether or not you include birds, etc. And you do.
Not in the
any
full.
Descaled,
yeah, it's included in the full.
If it's descaled, it's in
the daily sample.
Yeah, now, the question is it descaled?
Right. But you know what Fred's going to ask you is, well, the conditioned fish sampling, then do we include the conditioned descaled fish in our calculation of
total descaling?
Total descaling. That's what he's going to ask, because your total descaling will be higher.
Yes.
Yeah. The answer is yes, because that's what you did in years past, right?
Yeah.
So of the 100 fish he's looking at for the fish condition,
right,
well, X percent of those get added into the daily sample.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's okay. It. They'd be added into the daily sample.
They would.
Descaling would be added back in for the full sample. That's
what are you doing?
That's
I'm not bowing down.
I guess one
you're
issue
doing Hevlin or something,
that,
you know?
Or concern that I have is
lay down.
What I tried to say throughout the F-bomb process, which I understand was very painful, but very late. But my one outstanding concern is that really I don't want to put I don't want to put any interpretation on the shoulders of the folks in the field. Basically, what I tried to say through the F-bomb process is their job is simply to describe to us the fish as if we were sitting there looking at it, even though, okay, they email me a report, and I get this information about, okay, we have this subsample information. I want to be able to look at the data they collect and feel like I have an accurate mental picture of what they actually see. That has always been my goal. They're not interpreting, well, this is what I see, but I don't think this happened, so I'm not going to report it. I think that gets dangerous.
Well, I think we've stepped into that territory with the conditioned detailed sample.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
For the detailed sample.
And remember, we agree with you, because we were arguing pretty hard that all this bird and fish stuff, you know, was, and it was mainly Fred that kind of carried the day there. But the way to, they're doing it now on conditions.
Yeah,
we have
already
this
run down that road.
We've got the condition. The way to do it, though, is we've got the condition sampling, and it's going to be the condition sample. Now, those fish are actually part of the overall sample. I mean, they come out of that sample. So you could easily say that for descaling, that descaling is going to get added into the full sample, and that's it. That's it. That's the end of it.
That's the end of it.
And then the condition is there, and somebody somewhere, if somebody wants to do something with that, they can.
Yeah, I'll probably, I may never look at it. As a manager, I'm not worried about that unless somebody in the projects out there raises the flag and says, you know, gives me a call and says, man, we're seeing something really weird here.
Right.
I'm going to look at the descaling and the mortality for the sample, and that's...
And that's
my
eyes. Back in.
I know how to interpret that. I look at that and I see something that looks out of the ordinary.
It is included now, but I think what we've done, and I got to check the survey, but I think what we've done in the condition subsample is say it's scaled by predator in a separate category. It's not a scaled fish. So then when we bring it back into the full sample, we're not bringing in the bird scaled fish.
But what we're saying now is
so now we're
have to do that. So actually what we could do is we could write the program
that's
the program adds it in.
Yeah.
And then it's done. So we can just write. We can just have Sergey rewrite the program so it takes the fish condition, the descaled fish and the condition thing, and adds it in, and then it's done.
Yeah, we got to make sure the sites know that too, so that they're not looking at bird predation, subtracting it out or something like that.
But I guess, I mean, you probably know where I'm going with this. I don't think it's accurate or even possible for the folks in the field to look at something and say,
I agree.
Well, this was clearly caused by the dam. This wasn't.
Right.
They can't and they shouldn't. Like
right.
And so.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of aghast. Did my chin hit the table? Because when we had these discussions way back when, that was a big issue. And we decided to go with the more detailed kinds of descriptions. And that was against my own belief in what they can and should be asked to do at the site. But now we've gone into the subjective realm of
that's okay for the 100 fish.
Okay, so I think here's what happened. You know, what happened was we got the whole thing was massively confusing. We had a few people there that were incredibly vocal.
Yes.
And were killing all of us so that we all wanted to run out of the room. So now we've got this 100 fish that is going to, 100 fish are the predominant species. So we've really limited what they're collecting on conditioned fish. And some of those categories are going to be bird descaling or whatever it is. So all those buttons are okay. So they've got that. They've got that. So then we're going to ask Sergey to write a change in the program so that when the conditioned fish get added into the, because they're part of the overall sample, when they get back added in, the descaling, we'll just ignore bird, fish, whatever other things they have in there, and it'll just be part of the overall sample descaling. We don't have to have them do anything. We'll have the program do it.
Well, should we revisit some of these categories that we've gotten into with that are fairly subjective? I mean, is that what you're suggesting?
I was just thinking that too, Jerry.
Yes, but we should,
not this year either.
Yield over injuries is one category where I was like, wow, that's really
subjective.
But then there's the bird recent descaling versus old descaling.
I suggest that after we go through this year, we'll all sit down without. I really do not want to sit down with Fred and Rosanna and have the site people tell the managers what they should do.
We've had that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we can look at it and say, okay, we went through this 1 year, we looked at the data, we're going to make some changes for next year, and then do it then.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I just think it puts everything into question when we're asking the folks that are just supposed to be recording what they're seeing. And we're throwing another layer of interpretation.
No kidding. Yeah, that was our point.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. But that's just for the 100 fish.
For the 100 fish.
Right. I think that's okay. That's the kind of a playground, the way I look at it. You know, they want to do that. That's fine. It may help us sleuth out some issues that may come up down the road, so it may be useful.
You know, like on on the pink fin thing, there's a lot of pink fins. Well, then Jerry looked into it, and it was probably an anesthetic. So maybe we're okay with that, and we just have the program incorporate the descaling, and then, but we can make changes at the end of the year. That's the key.
If you're squeamish about putting people into a category, or you know, saying okay, you can only fill in, that can be adjusted on a every year basis,
and that's
not within the season.
That's fine. The last thing I want to do is blow up this process that's ongoing. So I'm okay with just let's review it at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because
I don't want more Fred email.
And I still do. And one thing that I brought up in FPOM, which I'll throw it out now. We don't need to resolve it now. We can resolve it after the season, when I look on your website, and particularly for some reason this always happens at Little Goose, and I don't know why, but we can figure that out later. But they're always it's very common that there's at least every 5 days or so, it seems, there's like over 60% injury. When you drill into it, It's almost always the fin injury.
That's the email you sent me. Yeah.
Right. And so what I was recommending in FBOM, which didn't end up getting carried forward, was having a button, something like fin issues or something, but not wrapping it up into the injury category. And I'm throwing this out there as something that it's a concern to me. We don't need to solve it now, but.
So when it ends up as descaling?
No, it ends up as an injured fish when you have
it. It says fin injury.
I couldn't find that in your webpage anyway.
It's a button that says fin injury.
There's like the minor, what I would.
It's how does it get reported to the public? That's what I'm wondering. How
as an injured fish.
Why is there an injury? Why is injury being reported to the public?
It's on the website.
That's part of what Paul, that's probably what they asked us.
Okay.
And there's going to be more.
So when any person goes on the website, you look at, oh, I want to see injury rates, daily injury rate at Little Goose. Some days are over 60% injury rates. And that was one issue that I was trying to be proactive to solve. Not that, and don't misunderstand me, I'm not trying to portray anything other than reality. It's just how do you, what do you call like the minor, what I would call a minor split fin or something, how does that get wrapped up and presented?
Well, what I, okay.
And so I still have a concern about wrapping that up and presenting that as an
injury. But you know what's interesting about that is all the sides are supposed to be following the same protocol. So if the whole fin injury, if the whole fin injury thing was an issue, why don't you see it at other sites unless there are more injuries at Little Goose?
Interpretation.
In the manual, it has pictures of what
awesome.
You call.
I mean, that person at Goose might be that every 5 days, that one person. And they say, no, that's a fin injury, fish injury, split.
Right. Goose. And so that to me is one outstanding issue that I had expected. That there was going to be some button that said fin issues or something that...
Well, wait a minute. There is. So I'm having trouble understanding...
There is a fin injury.
Why is this being lumped into a what I like about Dean's report, when I was looking at it, is that it identifies each category. It doesn't lump them. It doesn't add anything. It just says, for this issue, here's the number across the days. For this issue, here's the number. It's not injury, it's fin.
But he's not talking about the weekly report.
Those are
he's talking about when
on our website.
Paul Wagner asked us to display this on the website. What they wanted was the injuries, and there's an injury one, there's a disease one, and there's a descaling, right? Injury, mm-hmm. disease, and descaling, I think, are the three lumps that FPAC asked for.
FPAC,
yes. Paul was the... the main no person getting us into the soup.
This is soup.
So
I can see the scale,
but it doesn't matter. I mean, if the managers want to see what the injury
the
rate is,
thing that Paul wanted was that.
But it
stuff
should
reported.
Be a, it should be broken down.
Well, but I don't want the more you break it down.
Yeah, the more subjective it gets.
But
so the more you lump it, the
so
more
it seems
misleading
like
it gets.
If this is, but this is a different. There's a different way to go about this. This isn't how you collect the data. I think we just need to go up there, see how they're interpreting a fin injury, and look at the protocol, and look at... Because it might be just as Byrne says. It might be one particular person.
Yeah.
It might be... So, but we just need to go up there and look, and that's kind of something that we could do. And say, okay, you know, mm-hmm. because when we put the protocols together, remember, nobody's done this putting condition protocols together before. So it might be that as we get experience for this year, then we go back.
I need to go to FPAC more.
Then we go back and try to do another protocol. See, because the condition stuff, we didn't invent this.
No.
This was all part of that.
Your argument
grazing.
About management actions is important mm-hmm. here because...
Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do if it's a disease? What are you going to do? Run around and
scream
houses
on anything.
Fire? You're not going to do anything. Injury. Well, you got to know what it means. If it's hatchery fish come out of the hatchery with fin injuries, which they usually do, mm-hmm. And it all gets lumped into descaling, then... or an injury, then all of a sudden you think, oh my God, something's
going
on.
But see, the thing
here.
Is then how do you separate, like, how do you separate what an injury is? It gets really crazy.
Well, I call injury, the most indicative injury of a damn problem is descaling.
Yeah, we got that covered.
Right, we got that covered. And that's all we should have.
Well, I don't know. The trouble is now we've got a problem because people have been reporting injuries for years.
Yeah,
so you get into this situation where... You got all this injury data, and all of a sudden, well, we don't want to report injuries. Well, what does that look like?
What do you
it
do?
It looks like
you're
a cover-up.
Something.
Yeah, you're hiding something. So I'd rather just look at this. Tim has identified Goose. Let's just look at it. And it may be that in the protocol manual for next year, we need to do a different definition with more pictures. Mm-hmm. And that, but see, because this is the first protocol manual we've ever put together, and so, yeah, it's going to have to be refined. And this is just
living
bring
documents.
Up the issue, mm-hmm. we'll go up there and look, take some pictures, and we'll get to the bottom of it. But the problem with all of a sudden, well, we don't want to talk about injuries.
Yeah, it looks bad.
Yeah, it looks like we're trying to cover something up, mm-hmm. and that just never pans out.
And what's your issue is Paul Wagner can all of a sudden pull up Goose and say, hey, this is, you guys got 80% injury going on there.
Well, but he's going to bring that up at FPAC.
Yeah,
that's fine.
We
we'll
talked
with
about
that.
Trying to get to the point where he can drill into the
yes.
data.
I mean, we had, in fact, already this year, Hevlin has called me once on a 70% injury day at Little Goose. And it was, what do we need? Do we need to pull fish screens?
Okay, but you know, they can get, when somebody, here's the, what they should do, is when somebody sees a spike like that, you can get, I mean, the data is on that website. You can get the data by category. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody had saw something that disturbed
them,
they should open the rest of the database, look at it, because it's there, and say, oh, well.
And that's and I agree. That's why I don't
that's
have a problem with
well, plugging the data. Well, why don't we put a notation on the website?
I like that. But,
that's a great idea.
But says click
for
here clear, for the detailed breakdown.
I think Linnea's working on that.
She's doing that right now.
And I guess I would still argue, and again, I'm not trying to blow this up right now, but I would still argue that it's not appropriate to call a split fin an injured fish.
Well, I think she's going to go back. It's a training issue there,
yeah.
I think. I think that's the answer to that. I like that.
Well, and it's also changing the protocols next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, you know,
it evolves.
Whole process we went through, that
first year.
You know, the split fin was an injury.
Yeah.
That's what we decided.
Yeah,
but.
And that's fine. It is an injury.
The group decided that, but now that we look at it,
right.
So this is how you look at it, implementation, and you go, well, it was a good idea, but in implementation, it's not working so good.
Well, the idea always of the 100 fish sample was to break that down and allow people to troubleshoot. So when that's like I said earlier, when you see 30% of this or 25% of that or something that looks out of the ordinary, you should go to that 100 fish sample and break it down and see what's going on there.
And what we can do is we can actually, on each of the graphs, we can just put a note, and then that way people can look at it.
Before you need
but
jerk.
You guys are the ones that are going
to do it.
Well, I don't need
put it for Noah.
You've got
to
understand,
please,
no,
please press
wait
the
a second. Just wait a second. If I call him because I'm disturbed about something, it's going to be important.
I guess my
calling, yeah.
If Bill calls,
I understand the point because I want it to be useful for us, and that's the main tool. Because something that's useful for us is the descaling. When I see that,
we've got it. That's covered.
We got it covered. Great
that's
job.
What
it looks good.
But we can't. I don't think we can drop the injury thing because people.
You're right. You're right.
To me, it's all a question about what you lump together and report as injury. And we can drop this for now. I'm not gonna.
Well, I can't. I'm gonna really argue hard against changing anything now because of the people that we have on the sites. We're just going to have to look at this as a dynamic process. We're going to learn a lot this year, and then we're going to change it.
This is consistently Goose. It's been consistently.
You know, I should hold off before
Annie.
I say that is because I've the couple times I've noticed it, it's been at Goose. But to be honest, it's been a crazy month for me, and I have not spent a lot of time checking through those
dwelling
graphs.
Things. Well, let's
but I did notice a couple at Little Goose.
That's what I've heard, too.
Let's
look
at it. We'll just look at it and see. And this is like, I mean, you have to kind of put this in the perspective of learning as we're going getting it resolved. And we might have to, like, change the protocol manual. We might have to change the lumping. We might, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But we got to, I don't want to do that whole F-pump craziness anymore.
No, I think that worked out okay. And, you know, we got this list of things we're looking at. We can slightly modify those as we go forward. The only thing you could do in the future, and I know this kind of sucks, but instead of having one number for injury, you have all of the
It's going to be there. I mean,
all of them. All the categories.
But what I'm saying is that's the whole point of the button, that when you look at the graph, then you push the button and say, this is the... That's what Linnea's working on now. That was always our intention on the website.
Because you could have descaling, an injury, instead of being a number, could be a button that goes to the breakdown. So,
well, I mean, but it'll be, but what I'm saying,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
instead of having a number that
no,
says
we don't, no,
30%.
No, no, here's the thing. Here, when it comes to the website, I get to decide on the website. And the graph, because the people that we have this really huge range of people.
Yeah, you have fishermen and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like everybody.
Yeah.
So what we try to do and what works best for like the huge audience that we have is the graphs are really simple.
Yeah.
And then for people that actually are concerned about what's going on mm-hmm. and aren't just looking at pictures, then, you know, you can click the button and it says this is what mm-hmm. the actual injury rates
right.
are.
So does split fin have to continue to be lumped in
it's
there?
It's going to be this year. I'm not going to change that
this
now.
Year, yeah, I understand that.
I'm not going to change that now. And here's the reason why. Whenever you make a change in the middle of the year, here's what it looks like. Oh, the injury rates were high, and so you decided to change the background so that it would look better than it is. So that's why I don't want to change it this year. Next year, after we're all done, we can say, we have this experience, we noticed this, we're going to change the protocol manual, and we're going to lump injuries to be more accurately reflect injuries to be this. But the bitter experience I've had is no matter what change you make in the middle of the season, someone will attach an evil motivation to it that is part of a cover-up.
Yeah, the key here, leave the injury rate the same. You can leave the number up there. You just have to make sure that people know the next step is to look at
the breakdown. Yeah, and that's what Lene is doing now.
Yeah.
And it'll be
that's the condition graphs. There is a table underneath, but it's not broken down into subcategories at this point. So.
Well, then when somebody calls you and screams, what are you doing? Look at the breakdown.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'll drop it for now. I'm not going to keep pushing it this year. I would like to talk when we're done with this year about how
but I'm sure this is just like there's going to be more than one change.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're really the same thing. We're not.
There's going to be more than one change in this thing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, to me, really the only way that you can say this is definitively dam injury is, you know, if you have some collector facility just upstream of Lower Granite or so you're getting a background rate and then comparing injury at Lower Granite.
Well, if all your fish come in beheaded or something, you know, yeah.
Right. But, I mean, right now I think there is some stuff that we'll talk about after the year.
And the other thing, too, is just to look at when you have an injury rate, what's your management action going to be? And we need to get all those things like written down so it's clear to people. Well, if you get an injury rate, you're going to look around and see if there's something amiss.
Yeah, there's definitely a
train the reaction to this data is always the same. It's going to be, we're going to see if we have a facility problem.
Right.
And so that once you, if you keep the management action in mind when you're collecting the data, all of a sudden things become more clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to walk around, we're going to see the valves, we're going to look at the trash, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden some of this kind of doesn't become so...
Which is...
We'll see bird marks at John Day, and finally we'll get you guys to put in some bird wires in the towers in McNary Dam.
Oh, God. Quit with the birds.
Big, long discussion.
It's good.
So are we done with Rick's comments?
Fry, scaling.
Fry. Tell me about
fry.
Scales? Fry. Do we want to include those as part of the
Are they part of the sample?
Are they part of the sample? Yes,
fry,
they're part of the sample.
We're doing full sample descaling.
Well, I know, but realistically, can we just look at 20% descaling on a fry? Can we actually determine 20% descaling on a fry?
Can you, Gary?
Sure.
Well,
sure
you can. You can determine 20% of anything if you
but
you want to
with a microscope.
You spend that much time on it.
When you
some of the guys at the sites are claiming they can't hardly see the scales on the fish.
You're
talking fry.
Right.
And
fry.
So in the past, we've said no.
I mean, there are fish. We've excluded them from the descaling sample.
That's really not very meaningful anyway.
We really have it. In the past, we've said, no, don't even collect descaling on fry. Don't even try.
No, because it's one of his little databases he's created over the years.
But he hasn't. We used to not do descaling on Fry.
Well, so we're doing descaling. We're collecting descaling information on the entire sample minus Fry.
Not Fry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. So, kind of my take home here is that Tim and I are going to finally respond to your memo, and we will say basically it's all about the cores sample, and these are the requirements for the cores.
Condition
sample.
Facility. What is it called? Facility something.
It's sampling 100 of the predominant
in
weights for the transport sites.
Yeah.
Lower river, no weights.
No weights.
And
sampling.
Take 100% descaling of the daily sample.
Minus Fry.
Right. That's it.
And that should cover it.
And
now,
we shouldn't get any more. Now, the thing that is Fred, he belongs to you, because the core, I've decided that the core funded part of Fred is the obnoxious part.
Thanks.
You get that part. So the thing is, in that weekly report, so that we all understand what we're going to do, we're going to change the program, the computer, you know, the software, so that when they bring the conditioned fish into the main sample, it will incorporate the descaled data on those 100 fish, and it's logical.
It already does, but yeah. I don't think it includes the bird.
But it will do. So it will include all of that, and then we're going to tell Fred to remove that note on the weekly report to the core because it's not accurate.
Right.
He has his long diatribe in the last weekly report.
Yeah, that would no longer be. It would no longer apply. So that makes sense.
And so it really will be descaling comes from the full sample, including the conditioned fish, and all descaling.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, the next year, to be consistent with the data, we will remove those buttons.
So on the detailed subsample.
Right.
There, just if it's it has a bird mark on it, it doesn't automatically mean it's descaled.
Fred has.
There's a predation descaled fish.
Right.
I was thinking that
you might track that separately.
Fred had us put these buttons on there that this.
So if it's basically...
I wouldn't worry about it.
Right.
If it's descaled, it's descaled. What's going to happen here is that when you add the bird marks in, there'll be a few of those. It probably won't be a couple of parallel
difference.
Lines.
It won't make any difference.
And it's not a descaled fish, but it won't make any difference. And I wouldn't worry about it. I thought about that, and I thought, I'm not even going to bring it up. So, sorry about that. Just don't worry about it, because a few of those will be in there. They probably won't be descaled, but... they're bird marks.
But
they're not descaled fish.
You carry the bird marks.
Yeah. It's bird mark.
But you're saying there's a button for bird mark, and then there's also a button that says descaled by
predator. Right.
We're going to wrap all those that are marked as descaled by predator into that.
That's perfect.
The ones with predator marks.
They're not descaled necessarily.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be kept out.
So it's accurate.
Yeah,
it's
so like if someone
just have that. Bird predation marks on
like
it.
Like a pinch, like a bird comes along and pinches it.
Yeah, you'll see two parallel marks.
That's not necessarily descaled.
No, you can get pinched without being descaled.
But there's descaled by predator is another category.
That's the one to be added then. Well,
okay, good. That's easy.
That's the point. We covered everything, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to bring that up.
I'll tell you.
We'll also work on standardizing our weekly report. And try to give it a test run in the upper river, and I'll look at mine and make sure they're good.
Yours is standardized.
I know, but they might not match his too well.
Goose.
Well, they won't because there's different data there. But
what's that?
I recommend Goose as the test site. They're flexible.
They're very flexible and very cooperative at Goose.
Really?
I would not test anything at Lower Granite unless you want to get yelled at a lot.
Oh God.
Well,
Fred yelled at me. When we went up there, Fred yelled at me because the buttons weren't big enough.
Oh,
Now he wants us to program, reprogram
them
to
hit
have
twice,
bigger buttons.
And it's just,
so, all right, once again, WDFW is the Fish County contract. That's got nothing to do with this. But the transport contract has PS or PFSM.
You're talking adult?
Yeah.
Fish County?
Yeah. That's totally WDFW.
That's WDFW.
But
our juvenile transportation program is the monitoring of it
is
Pacific States, and
they
subcontract out to WDFW, with the exception of Little Goose.
Goes to Oregon.
Okay.
Now the thing is that I was surprised too that they had a half FTE. So sometimes people are split. Like they had a half of an FTE that was a smolt monitoring, and the other half of that same FTE was on the adult contract. So sometimes it gets really weird.
That's messy.
This whole thing is messy. There's nothing clean about it.
Person in Johnson handed us some beers.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah,
well, I'm feeling pretty confident we can wrap this up with a memo, hopefully.
Because I think it'll just, I mean,
we'll
some of it will just work out.
Yeah.
I don't want to go, and I've told Jerry, I really don't want to, like, throw any more, like, wide open questions to FPOM anymore, because we had to do that for the protocols, but it was the hardest way ever to get anything straightened out.
Well, at least everybody had a part.
Everyone had a part.
Like, had a chance to say something.
Yes, everyone had a chance to say a lot. Yeah.
Which is, you talked about how you're not gonna change anything in season.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Right, and I need to think about this, but I have no problem, you know, the end of the year, beginning of next year, making sure everyone's following the same
mm-hmm.
format. I'm not sure that I'm feeling the expediency to do that right now.
No,
I think that would.
I wouldn't either. I would not do that either.
No. I'm talking about developing
right.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll develop it to implement.
Get to the point where maybe you want to test it on, say, a goose or something.
Yeah. But yeah, I would. I would
see how you like it.
Sure.
I would suggest not trying to change anything right now because you saw what happened.
New firestorm.
Yeah. In July, things are quieting down a little bit.
It's hot enough in July. We don't need to heat it up anymore.
So. Well, no, what I was saying,
right?
You know, July, August.
When people don't feel so overwhelmed.
Right.
Yeah. Good. So you want it?
No.
I'm glad you're not expecting me to.
Oh no.
And I
know.
So
no, I
good.
Think. And then I think also is maybe if we like in the future, if there is going to be a change. We kind of all talk like this small group,
mm-hmm.
so at least we kind of are all on the same page before we go launching into that big thing that happens.
Well, I mean, now that I have a better understanding, and it'll be in my contract, so that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, that's right. Once you get it into the agreement, then it's not
I think
a problem.
That's,
be like,
that's
hey,
right.
This is it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Stakeholders meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only person I would suggest other to be here other than myself and the managers would be Dave, because he's been involved in this.
Dave Wills.
Yeah, just because he's another F-packer. And
yeah, I asked him if he wanted to sit in.
There is no F-packer here, really, because I'm
yeah,
not.
Right, F-packer. You're not the real. Yeah, you're not. Yeah. I mean, F-pack hasn't been like problematic as a committee, but they sure got confused a couple times.
Yeah.
That's all.
Having Dave here, because he attends the meetings, would be good. I mean, I can tell Paul, but Paul doesn't always ask what's going on.
Yeah.
So if Dave was a part of the stakeholders group, if you will, that might be a good thing.
I first thought you were talking about Herson. I was going to have to.
No. Wills.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Definitely.
No, and FPAC hasn't really been a problem.
No, I don't expect it. It's just that that's a link that
could
save some discussion later.
They saw the note in the Lower Granite Weekly Report
and that raised.
Who raised the issue? Was it Paul or?
Paul Wagner. Yeah.
Paul did.
Raised the issue, yeah. Well, I mean, it's okay. I mean, we just have to, you know.
I just
don't
understand either.
No, it's just that sometimes.
It's just not. It's just reaction.
We should make everyone do smoke monitoring before they move up.
Did
part of the who? Part of the training?
Just make everyone do smoke monitoring before you promote them.
Well, yeah, but
that
didn't help Bill any. Oops, didn't say that.
He has his own peculiar charm.
Yes, he does.
Emphasis on the peculiar.
He does.
Yeah, I don't have to remind you that of all people, it was Dave Herson that jumped to my rescue from Bill Haviland on that horrid conference call. I mean, of all people,
yeah,
Dave Herson.
That's
had
right.
To rescue.
I do remember that.
Dave Herson had to rescue me.
I remember hearing about
it's
that.
It's like, yeah.
Was this? This wasn't last year.
No, it was several years ago. There was a conference call. We had core and managers and us and the whole thing. And I don't even remember what the issue was, but I got on the conference call and I said my name, and Haviland just totally blew up and lost control and said like terrible things to me, but what I said was my name. I didn't say anything else. And he was just railing on me and I didn't say anything. I thought, I usually just like wait these things out. And finally Dave Herson just cut him off and, and said, really, Bill, this is like really inappropriate. And I thought, of all people getting saved by the core, because the other managers were just stunned. Of all people.
Bill could just go off for no apparent reason.
Yes, it was strange.
Yeah. He's controllable, though.
He is?
I think so.
I just ignore it.
I just tell him to shut up. I'll try
well,
that
I just
next
ignore
time.
Him. I let him go on. Whatever. Walk out the door.
He's still going.
He doesn't do that anymore with me.
No, Bill's all right. He hasn't pissed off anybody too much lately. He's at least not.
We all have our own peculiar charm.
Yeah.
Yes, we do, don't we, Tammy?
Jerry, you sound like, last time I talked to you, you were either like completely down for the count, and I talked to you again and you sounded like you were barely up from the count, and now you're not even sounding like you're on top of it.
You okay? We thought.
I'm fine, actually.
No, you know what he did?
I've got bronchitis, so.
You know, he made everyone in the office sick.
And sinusitis.